Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with...
Quinn Ballinger.
Who's my mom? Guess what? I have a stain on my shirt that I got when I ate breakfast, and I haven't changed my shirt and didn't even wipe the stain.
You held Flynn when you got air, so I thought, oh, he nailed her, but no, he didn't.
It's from my breakfast burrito this morning.
Same thing.
I've been walking around with it all day. I don't care.
It would have been his breakfast burrito as well. So
he eats breakfast burritos?
Well, she does. Not. No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't eat breakfast.
She has a shake every morning.
She does?
A protein shake, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stepping up, becoming an adult, finally.
Eric makes it four.
Oh, yep. No.
He's the adult.
Forced. Happy cow milked while flying in an airplane day.
That happened?
Once in 1930.
Thank goodness it never happened again. That poor cow.
They just wanted to see what would happen.
The cow probably mooed a lot. Well, with the ear pressure?
They picked her because she was the tamest.
Oh, poor cow.
And the best milk giver.
Now, how was she when they landed?
I don't know. They never said. Well, they probably did, but I didn't read that. I was just reading on the calendar of what today is.
Girl.
What? They put her on an airplane, flew around, and milked her, and they wanted to see what would happen.
Milk would come out?
No, they just wanted to see how the cow would react. Mm. And they wanted to be like, we did it. We milked a cow on an airplane, 1930.
Okay.
Great.
That's
about it.
Okay.
What a weird experiment.
Yes.
It's just so pointless. All the things. I guess it's 1930. What else are you going to do? They don't have entertainment like we do.
I guess not.
How did the news get around that this happened?
Newspapers.
How did they know they were the first ones? What if someone had already done this and just not recorded it?
Yeah, well, could be.
Because in the internet, you know who's the first.
When did we start flying?
I don't know. When were the Wright brothers a thing?
The Wright brothers a thing? They were a thing once a long time ago.
Yeah, what year were they the thing? Hey, at least I knew their name. I don't know. I didn't learn
Orville
that.
And somebody.
Orville Redenbacher?
No, that's the popcorn guy.
I love popcorn so much. I hate that popcorn has zero nutritional value.
Yeah.
Because I just want to eat it all day long.
But it fills you up.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't. Popcorn? I can eat like 6 bags of popcorn and not get full.
Oh, I can.
Can. Oh, you can get full.
Not 6 bags? Girl.
I am endless when it comes to popcorn or pizza.
Oh, pizza's good.
You're
making me hungry.
I'm always hungry. Yeah. I am seriously always hungry. I've become more active. I'm being more active this year, so now I'm even more hungry than normal because I'm constantly just burning calories. So my body's like, give us more, please. I'm like, I'm trying.
Yeah.
And vegan food has like no calories in it. So I'm constantly eating. Anyway, let's go on to the news of this week. Not a lot happened.
No.
There was like a few big things and then that was it.
Yeah.
So a good news though, JoJo hit 9 million
Yay,
subscribers.
JoJo Siwa.
1 million more and she gets the diamond plaque.
Nice.
Which I have heard from very viable sources. Is that a word? Viable?
Mm-hmm.
That the diamond plaque's really hard to get, like once you even hit the milestone.
Doesn't Colleen have that one?
Yeah, it's downstairs. Yeah. That's my source.
I'm like, I've seen that.
I only have Colleen's one YouTube source. It's my sister. Yeah, it's like they were, once you get it, once you like hit the 10 million, you're supposed to get the diamond plaque, but they go, we have to review your channel. And yeah, they like review it. For what? I don't know.
Fake accounts, probably. It's a beautiful plaque.
It is. It
comes in an awesome case.
It's a diamond. Is it not? It's not a real diamond. It's glass, no, right? It's not. Matt and I were talking at dinner earlier. Who decided diamonds and gold were worth something?
Jewelers.
Because, like, they don't do anything.
You know?
Because I know that diamonds weren't that big a deal until someone who owned all of the diamonds hired a genius marketer.
See,
and was like, and that's when engagement rings became a thing, because they weren't a thing before. And then someone who owned all the diamonds was like, how do we sell these? And
gold was a thing before diamonds.
Gold was a thing, because isn't that like, because you had to make armor and stuff?
Not like out kings of gold. Wasn't that out of like bronze?
Who decided gold was a thing?
I don't know.
Because Matt was like,
about this. I could have looked it up, Rachel.
I was just talking about this at dinner like an hour ago.
Podcast. We should be informative. Give me some things to look up.
No, I never said this is like official news. This is just me talking and then you responding, and we just have topics on which we talk about. Doesn't mean we have actual knowledge.
Okay.
But think about it. Someone just decided that gold meant something. And so everyone else was like, you're right.
Then
that's how California became a thing, because of the gold rush. Yeah. There was a bunch of gold over here, so everyone came over here. Also, it's just a wonderful place to live.
Hello, Santa Barbara.
Great. But someone just decided it. And the person who owned like all the diamonds and stuff hired a marketing genius who came up with engagement rings and wedding rings.
Yep.
And that's how diamonds became huge.
Yep.
And we're like, is it just because they were shiny?
Well, let's do that.
Do what?
Let's decide something has great value.
Oh, well, I think it's all been decided.
Chickens.
Okay, but chickens are easy to come by. I think it's stuff that is like hard to come by. Chickens are easy.
All
right. I mean, they just run around Hawaii. I'm just saying.
We gotta come
We've
up
just
with something.
Decided that things have value.
Well, let's do it.
That do nothing for the world. Like TVs and phones have value because they do something.
Mm-hmm. Or
make you dumber. Whatever. Or gives you knowledge. Mm-hmm. They can do lots of things.
True.
Mom.
Okay, Rachel.
So, but like, who decided this thing in the earth? Like this, how do diamonds?
Do you want me to look it up?
No.
Oh, gosh.
I want you guys to look it up and tweet it to us. Knowledge yourself, then knowledge us. Give us your knowledge.
Self-knowledge.
So Valentine's Day just happened.
It did.
And we just got to see what a bunch of celebrities did. On Valentine's Day.
I just celebrated Trent's birthday.
Yeah. The Kardashians really love Valentine's Day, I found out.
Do they?
Kenny G was performing for Kim, I think. Was it Kim? And then...
Yeah. In a room full
of just roses and singular roses.
Single
and everyone
roses
was like,
faces.
How did he get there?
Oh, you can see the path.
No,
you can see the path.
I wanted him to have to stand there while they set it up.
You tiptoe around him.
Yeah, but I don't know. There were just some... Did Dad get you anything for Valentine's Day?
No, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Because you don't like it, or just because Trent's birthday?
It's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I'm sorry, it's ridiculous. Don't tell me what to do. If I want to show somebody my love for them, I'll show them my love for them, not because you told me to.
I only bought Valentine's things for my video.
I got an amazing Valentine.
I did give you a Valentine.
Yes,
I did.
Yay.
I am handmade. I was sick the week before.
It's amazing.
So I made Valentine's for people.
She even wrote on the back of it.
I did. I gave one to JoJo, and I'm staring at her right now. I'm at Colleen's house, and she left it at Colleen's.
JoJo.
JoJo Siwa.
Well, it was an exciting day when she was here, so. Because
nine million, and the kids were here. It was very hectic.
Yeah.
She texted me today and said, I left your Valentine. Don't hate me. So, usually on YouTube, trends don't go around anymore, like video trends. But right now, the assumption video is going around. Also titled, Addressing the Rumors, which Colleen did.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. I got to get on this.
You don't watch anything anymore. You're not on the internet anymore.
I'm not. Because see, when I'm home, all I do is...
Chickens
and check what my kids are doing on the internet.
Yeah.
When I'm here, I see what you're doing.
I honestly don't feel the biggest desire to post as much on the internet, because usually you text me, hey, I haven't seen you post. And then I'm like, oh, I have to post. But since you're in town and I'm like down the street from you, I don't. Mom, you, for my,
right.
the sake of my business,
you
need to go home.
No.
Anyway, I just thought it was interesting that a themed video is going around, which usually doesn't happen anymore.
What is it?
The assumptions video.
Okay, what does that mean?
Okay, so you go on.
You assume something about someone.
Well, yeah, you ask the internet what they assume about you, and then you react to it and talk about what their assumptions are.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Did you do one?
No.
No.
Because I saw the people who did them, and I looked at their views, and they weren't as great as their other videos. Ooh. So I was like, doesn't seem worth it to do it if the views for them aren't as great as their normal videos. Sorry, guys. So Twitter is currently developing a new stories feature, such as they do on Snapchat and
Instastory.
Instastory is what it is. Yeah. Why do we need these?
But I don't know. Each platform can have their own special thing.
Yeah. We don't need to copy each other
together.
I mean, I do post on Instastory more than I do on anything else. So maybe Twitter's trying to get that.
Maybe.
I don't know. Is it pictures though? Twitter's where you go to be funny with your words, not your face.
Yes.
Or with a meme. Or yeah.
GIF.
I still say GIF. I know it's technically GIF.
I don't know what it is. I just figured out how to do them.
You did. God. I haven't gotten one from you.
No. Well, Colleen and I text each other from each other's bedrooms.
God.
And it's about the baby, and I'm dying under the covers laughing.
Why don't you guys send text messages?
Because the GIFs are funnier.
You know, I do. The only person I do that with is Andrew, my cousin.
Oh, I bet he'd be a good one.
We both decided that if we're ever in a situation where we're talking to each other, this could be taken seriously. Like, maybe the sarcasm, or like, this is an intense topic, so maybe they seem like I'm angry. We send a GIF with it to be like, just so you know, it's all cool, bro. Yeah. It helps. If you send a GIF, you're not actually mad.
No.
So if you were like, it's like adding a smiley face to something, so it doesn't seem like it's actually angry. Tesla is coming out with this new dog mode. So if you leave your, I want you to guess what it is.
Well, I just heard you say leave your, so it must be leave your dog in the car.
And?
And the windows are rolled up.
What is this? How is this dog mode?
Then it alerts you on your keychain. Left your dog in the car. Go open the windows.
I don't remember that they left it. Okay. No. What is it? It's on the, they have a, you know how new fancy cars, they have like a screen on the dashboard?
Oh, yes.
Well, that screen, now when you hit dog mode, it displays the temperature in the car with a little thing on the top that says my owner will be right back. And then on your phone, you can check the temperature, and it like keeps the AC running in the car. Mm. So people walking by, they can see the temperature in the car. So it's only 70 degrees.
And it's not like, look there.
Well, it's kind of big and flashy.
Okay.
And they're announcing it that there's dog mode. It's very rare that people aren't going to know that there's a dog mode. So
gotcha.
Now it says like my owner will be
right
back.
Please don't smash my window. Pretty my dog much. Is fine.
Like AC's going, the temperature's fine.
You can hear the AC going from outside.
They have it in the like fancy cars.
Really? I don't know fancy.
There you go. Yeah, you have like an old Volvo.
Oh, don't you bash my Volvo.
I'm sorry, but that sounds like a leaf blower's going when your AC is on.
It doesn't work. The AC doesn't work.
Exactly.
Well.
It sounds
but
like
I love my car.
What?
My tank.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. And the idea actually came from a user on Twitter. They tweeted Elon Musk, and they were like, told him, they're like, why don't you do this? And he was like, okay.
That sounds like a perfume. See the perfume guy? No. Musk?
Did I say his name wrong? Because now I'm guessing his name.
You probably said it right.
I'm typing it in. Elon.
Okay. Oh, sure. You can look things up, but I can't.
Yeah, I said it right. Elon Musk. That does sound like a perfume. Yeah. No.
He's the rich dude, right?
Yeah, he's super, super rich.
Didn't he do that scuba thing for the boys that were trapped in
the cave? But people were saying that was like he was being stupid. But yes, that's who it is.
I'm just saying who that guy is.
Yes.
How did he get all his money?
Tesla.
He's the Tesla dude?
He's the Tesla. That's why. Oh, my God. Someone tweeted.
Okay.
You think Tesla's just on Twitter seeing people's conversations with each other?
And who decided a Tesla was a good car?
The consumers. What? No. I'm honest. Wow. No. Products that we make have a price tag based on consumers' wants and needs and what they do for people.
Not always. Sometimes they jack those prices up for no good reason.
Yeah, like diamond rings. That's not giving you anything. A car provides a service.
A diamond is forever.
No, it's not.
Put a price tag on forever.
Okay, you're supporting the diamond. You do like your diamonds, don't you? You love getting a diamond. I, on the other hand, don't care that much.
No, they're beautiful.
No, that's, I don't wear. I don't care about jewelry.
No, I don't wear much jewelry.
You don't.
Jewelry people.
I like my Apple Watch because it's functional.
I don't have one.
It has functions. What?
I don't have one. So okay. I wouldn't know.
She's mad because I gave her my old one. She never wore it for like a year. Wear it once.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. I did too wear it.
For a day.
More than that.
Probably I gave it to you. Months. Mom, I can see the activity on the watch.
Because we were turned it off.
No, so you didn't. You wouldn't know how. And then my cousin,
it's okay, I have a Fitbit,
broke her watch, and I said, go get my old one from my mom. She did, and now my mom's all bitter about it.
I'm not bitter at all.
And guess who uses it every single day?
I love my
the
Fitbit.
Cousin in which I gave it to. I have my old Apple II watch. Do you want that?
I said yes, and you never gave it to me.
Because I know the second I give it to you, you're never going to wear it.
Oh, gosh. Prove me wrong. Right.
What?
What is this podcast this week?
I don't know. There's nothing good to talk about, so we're just rambling about anything we possibly can. Okay, next thing.
Next.
I didn't look into this at all. I was supposed to. Job. BuzzFeed reporters are unionizing in the wake of mass layoffs. I didn't look into it. I meant to.
But there, you have the news.
BuzzFeed journalists are unionizing. Oh, God. Oh, this one has nothing to do with the internet, but I saw it on the internet.
Okay.
There's a couple who specializes in bonsai trees.
Yes.
And they had 7 trees stolen from them, which amounts to upward of $100,000.
Oh.
One of the trees was over 400 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And the couple just made a statement, said, whoever stole them, please take care of them.
Aww,
they're like our children.
Them. Yeah.
They're like, please just remember to water them. Like, they weren't even mad. They were just like, hey, don't, like, not even like, hey, give them back. Just like, can you water them for us? It was so sad.
Don't steal people.
Bonsai trees. Those are cute.
They're cute.
They're always sold on like the side of the road.
Oh, I've seen them in the nursery.
Okay. Fancy pants.
No.
Don't you remember seeing them being sold like in Santa Barbara on the way up to Grandma and Grandpa's house on the Mesa?
No, I see fruit being sold.
Yeah, in those same spots.
Oh,
they would sell bonsai trees.
Oh, maybe a long time ago.
Yeah, and Matt and I like drove through Malibu the other day, and there was a van parked on the side of the road selling bonsai trees.
Oh, maybe it was the stolen ones.
And they was in Japan. I don't think they traveled from Japan to Malibu.
Okay.
But I asked Matt if we could pull over, and he said, why do you need that? And I said, I want it. And he said, on the way back. And then he took another route home on purpose.
Oh, sneaky pants.
Oh, he's rude. Okay, this is the huge thing that happened on the internet this week. This was the actual, like, this is the news that happened.
Okay, hit me with it.
Shane Dawson came out with the second video of the conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he followed 3 things. I did not watch it, by the way.
I watched part of it.
Okay, he covered 3 things. The one that everyone became obsessed with is the Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, he claims that Chuck E. Cheese recycles pizza. So when people leave pizza on the table and they leave or they have leftover slices or whatever, they use those and put them together to create a new pizza and give that to other customers. That's what the claim is.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese is denying this claim.
Saying they hand make each one.
Yeah, that's why they all look like they might not go together.
No. But see, that's the thing. That's the thing.
So you believe this conspiracy?
Did you see the pictures?
Yes.
Okay. You can hand make your own pizza crust,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be misshapen.
Oh, I do. I've done it before. Yeah.
Yeah. But the pieces are still going to fit together.
Correct.
The pepperoni is still going to be cut the same and match up.
Correct.
These pizzas. Did not.
Correct. Yes. The pictures I've seen.
So now people are like, I would like my pizza and do not cut it, please. And bring your own pizza cutter. Then you can tell.
Smart.
There you go.
That's pretty smart. Yeah. I saw a girl who I've seen the claim that a girl's she just got hired at Chuck E. Cheese's to see
what
they do. I'm going to say I don't think that this is a policy that Chuck E. Cheese has. Mm-mm. Whether like, hey, just use the leftover slices. I'm gonna believe that maybe a few of the restaurants with terrible managers and employees who don't give a crap because they work at Chuck E. Cheese's might have done this, But I don't think it's a thing that happens at every Chuck E. Cheese's.
No.
So that's what I'm sure it's happened.
It was just, it was just shocking to see all the pictures. And it's like, oh, maybe people did that on purpose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to believe a picture because.
But when Shane ordered one and it looked wonky.
That's what I would believe.
It'd be like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, are more people going to go into Chuck E. Cheese to see if they get a wonky pizza?
Chuck E. Cheese would be crazy right now to do that.
Oh, my gosh. They'd have to send out all point bulletins right now.
Yes.
Everybody, make sure your pizzas match.
Or the employees think it's hilarious, so they're doing it even more.
True.
Because, again,
I'm telling you, order it unsliced. Rachel.
Just bring your own pizza slicer. That's the worst part about, like, cooking a pizza in the oven at home is having to cut it up before you eat it.
I like cutting a pizza.
Oh, I hate it.
Really? With a little pizza.
It never
cutter.
Goes all the way through.
We push harder. Where are you getting your pizza cutter? The 99 cent store?
Probably.
Right.
Anyway, Chuck E. Cheese has sent a cease and desist letter to Shane.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm. And I don't think anything's going to happen about it.
He's not going to talk about it anymore. He already did the show.
Yeah, they want him to take down his video, but he ain't taking that down. He didn't do anything illegal.
No.
So, take that, Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
They get shut down because of this.
Where a kid can be a kid.
Their place is weird.
Kids eat other kids' pizzas. I guess it's okay.
I don't want... Think about some of the gross people who've touched one piece to get the other piece, yeah. And then didn't eat one of those pieces.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty gross.
That's gross.
There was a thing. There was a YouTuber who was shot while live streaming a security guard.
What?
So there's apparently this group. I'm not going to say her name because I don't really know if I like support exactly what they're doing. But there's like a group of YouTubers who just like go and basically kind of harass security guards to see. Because they're like, I have a right to be on this sidewalk staring at you. And, you know, you're acting, but they're acting weird. Security guard's like, go away. And like, it's my right to stand here. And they're like, but she apparently this YouTuber has been arrested before. And
troublemaker.
Yeah. Disturbing the peace is what she was arrested for once. But anyway, she was like interacting with a security guard outside a synagogue in L.A. And he pulled a gun. And so she started live streaming and he shot her in the leg.
And
a lot of people are saying like these type of YouTubers are like harassing him and trying to get a negative response and like trying to make a situation go back. They do it with cops and they do it with security guards and stuff. They're like, it's my right to do this. I don't know why we're aggravating
that.
This stuff happens by accident all the time. I don't feel like we should be going out and trying to.
No. And people are pretty jumpy at certain places where bad things have happened.
Yeah,
so
I just like
that's not too brave.
We
to
have
do.
A huge issue with like police brutality and shootings when there shouldn't be any. Obviously, huge issue. Film it when it is happening organically.
Yeah.
I believe. I don't think we should be going out to get it to happen.
No, that's wrong.
I don't know, but I mean, obviously, she got shot in the leg. That sucked, and she was unarmed, but. I don't know how I feel about that whole group of kind of people doing that.
Don't do it.
Yeah. I just like leave people alone.
Yeah, let them do their jobs.
If it is happening organically, film it. That's what I'm going to say. So Twitter is actually testing out something I'm excited about. A while ago, a really long time ago, Twitter, when you were going through your feed, you could follow someone without leaving the feed. Like, now you have to go to their page and hit follow, and then you go back, and you can lose your place and where you were, and blah, 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 blah. I liked being able just to follow. Well, now they're doing a thing where when you click something, like you're reading a thread, and you click the person's name, a mini profile of them pops up at the bottom.
Oh, that's cool.
And so you can follow them there or read who they are and then close it, and you're still on that same thing you're
like
on.
I like that, too. Good doing things there,
they're, Twitter. Yeah, they're testing it out, and it's not like this huge thing, but I think it's a nice...
That is good.
Because, they're trying to figure out... Twitter admits that, like, their thread things, like when you're trying to read a thread between people, it can be a nightmare.
Yeah.
So they're trying to come up with little ways to fix it without redoing all of Twitter, because they're a platform that pretty much stays the same throughout it all. Mom, you are yawning. You are tired. Oh, this is not internet related, but maybe it'll get you up and at him. A study came out that says that if you smoke pot when you're under the age of 18, it increases your chances of getting depression by 37%.
Really?
Yeah. They say if you smoke it after, you're fine. After 18, you're fine. But underage smoking of marijuana can increase your chances of depression by 37% when you're older.
Because you're still growing and developing something. Just something
I have
to the brain.
No problem with marijuana pot. Like, I don't smoke it because I don't care to. But I have no issues with it when you're an adult. Mm-hmm. But any studies that have shown negative parts of marijuana are all saying, like, if you smoke it before your brain's fully developed.
Wow.
So I'm just like, do what you want when you're an adult. But as a kid, just be a kid.
Yeah.
Go to Chuck E. Cheese. That's where a kid can be a kid, man.
And eat other people's pizza.
Yeah. But I was like, well, how intricate is this study? It was it was 11 studies that made out to 24,000 teens.
Oh, wow.
So it was pretty intense. So I'm just going to say, think twice before lighten up. But when you're an adult, you can do what you want. Shawn Mendes did a Calvin Klein photo shoot and the internet went crazy over it. Do you know who Shawn Mendes is? He's a singer.
Gonna say, is he a singer?
Yeah, he's a singer.
Yeah, for the name.
People are very much in love with him.
Sing me a song. What's
I
a
don't
song
know
he does?
Any of them.
Oh, fooey. I wanted to hear you.
I have not
out.
Gotten on the Shawn Mendes train. Mm. I can see that I he is attractive, but I'm not attracted to him. Like, so I don't get people's like obsession with him.
Picture of him, I'd know it was him.
Okay, I'm pulling up a picture. Where's my
phone? Oh, she's gonna hold up a picture of somebody that's not Shawn Mendes and say, "Is this him?"
No, mom? I'm gonna show. Why would I do that,
trickster?
Shawn Mendes. Hold on.
Dead air.
No,
always
it's not
good.
Dead air. I'm showing her a picture of him in his
oh,
Calvin Klein.
Oh, my goodness. He needs to put on some clothes.
This is his Calvin Klein ad.
Oh, he's just out there for the world to see, isn't he?
Yeah, but, okay, here's a picture of him not fully clothed.
See? Oh, that's not who I thought it was. Okay.
Who did you think Shawn Mendes was?
I don't know.
The man, not the woman.
No, I know that.
That's a picture of two people.
Oh, he grew up a little bit then. From the last time I saw him.
Are you thinking of Jacob Sagittarius? Sagittarius?
I've never heard of that name in my life.
I don't know who you're thinking of. Anyway, I get that he's attractive. I'm just not attracted to him, so I don't think I can get on the whole like obsession train of Shawn Mendes. But
okay.
He did an ad.
He did an ad.
The internet loved
dollar,
it.
Dollar
good
bills.
For him.
Good for him.
Get them dollar bills, Shawn Mendes.
Gotta pay the bills.
You gotta pay him, man. There's a lot of them. So a while ago, an actor, Jussie Smollett. Jesse. The
I don't know.
Empire actor?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know how to say his name.
Yeah. he was attacked. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we talked about it on the show. I don't like to talk about things that aren't internet related if they're super dark.
Yeah.
And this was a dark thing. But he was attacked and put in a noose. And it was
bleached
and just like terrible, terrible, terrible. The police had arrested two brothers. And now they just...
Yeah.
And now they just released them... saying that they believed that Jesse orchestrated the entire thing.
Hmm.
I don't know what to believe because he's saying that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But the police like really believed the two dudes they arrested that the whole thing was orchestrated by the victim.
And they released them.
So I'm like, I don't know what I want to be the truth at this point. Like, do I want the terrible people to have done this or do I want somebody to have faked this? Like,
why
I just
would you
don't
fake
know,
it? Why would you fake something like that?
To get people riled up, maybe to get your name out there to show that there are evil. There's evil in the world. I don't know.
No, that means you're creating evil.
I know, but like you know how people do something
there's
to like
enough bad things. You don't need to create.
I know,
it.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know what I want to believe is true.
Yeah,
like I don't want someone to have been hurt, but I don't want someone to have. Created such fake evil.
Right.
Oh, I just don't know. But it's all over and you all wanted me to say something on it, so I did. But I don't know. So this one, I'm like, I don't know what I want to believe is true.
Yeah.
And I don't know what is true.
No, we don't know.
Yeah. Whatever. Last thing in the news. Miley Cyrus sent some influencers some bouquet of weeds. Of weed.
Wait. Well, I thought you were going to talk about her wedding photos. Wait, what? She didn't what? She released some more wedding photos.
Oh, yeah. No, Tana was one of the people who I saw. She sent a bouquet of flowers, mm-hmm. and there was, like, weed buds in the... I was talking to Colleen. I was like...
Well, at least she's over to 18.
Is that the age? Yes. Okay. If you're over 18, do what you want. Responsibly. But yeah, I was talking to Colleen about it like last night. I was like, the celebrities who are super smart are the ones interacting with like YouTubers mm-hmm. and social media influencers. And I was like, those are the genius people. And like, everyone's like, why is Kim Kardashian hanging out with the beauty gurus? I was like, because she's smart. Mm-hmm. She's really smart. She's created an entire like empire. Like, she's really, really smart. She knows what she's doing. And the people that ignore us are the idiots. Don't ignore us. We're here. We have podcasts with our moms. Life.
We have podcasts with our moms. That's something Kim Kardashian doesn't have.
She doesn't need it. She's too famous for that. Do you have any? I told you to find news and you didn't find any news for today.
I was busy. I was busy.
I know. Well, then let's move on to our game.
Oh, what game are we playing?
20 questions. Ugh. Okay, you can go first.
Okay, go.
Oh, you already have one. Okay. Is it in this room?
Yes.
Oh, is it edible?
Stop it. Yes.
Is it gumballs?
No.
Is it a liquid?
No.
Oh. Is it a cheese ball?
Dang it.
That was really easy. We're in the Miranda room. There are very few edible things. That was bad, Mom. You're a child that plays I Spy. You like look at the thing.
Thought I had ya.
No, you never had me. I'm trying to get my shoes off. It's very uncomfortable. All right, let me think of something.
Make it easy for me.
Oh my God. Okay, I got it.
I'm tired. Go. Is it in this room?
No.
Oh, that's harder because it's out in the world. Is it in this house? I know every inch of this house. Probably. Probably. Is it in my house?
Yes.
Electricity.
What? Wait.
No, you do something obscure like that. Electricity.
It's not in this house. We're currently using electricity to do this podcast.
Okay. Mommy's tired.
Okay. It's probably in this house. I'm for sure it's in your house.
Oh, for sure. Dust.
Stop asking specifics.
Oh. Well, I'm guessing. What if I was right? Then I would have won in 5 questions.
Okay. Every place has dust. You can't beat me. I've already won with cheese balls in like 3 questions. Meow, you.
Do you eat it?
You consume it. With your mouth.
Oh. How else would you consume it?
In your butt?
Rachel Dawn Ballinger.
I don't know.
Okay, so it's probably in my kitchen and it might be in this kitchen.
I'm sure it's in this kitchen.
Is it sweet?
No.
Is it sour?
No.
Is it hot?
Sometimes.
Hot sauce. Salsa.
No. Stop. You're at 11 questions. Stop.
Is it a seasoning?
No.
You eat it and it's hot. It's in my house for sure.
Sometimes it's hot. You consume it.
Yeah. I said hot sauce. Sometimes it's hot and spicy and sometimes it's mellow. Okay.
I'm saying, okay, wait, there was a difference. The English language has failed us. You asked if it's hot and meant like in flavor. Spicy. Yeah.
So you heat it up to eat it?
And you are not catching on that I will not say eat it, but I will only say consume it.
Consuming is eating.
Oh my God.
So
I'm gonna say you're at 12 questions.
It's in the kitchen.
Yes.
Okay. You use it. Do you consume it?
Consume it.
Do you eat it? You said yes. You already answered that. Oh, you said yes, you can eat it. Does a person intentionally eat it?
Yes. It's not. This is very difficult for me to do.
Do you keep it in the refrigerator?
You do, yes.
Oh, I do. Eggs. No, don't ask the question. Oh, it's not spicy. spicy. It could be you heat it up.
It can be hot. Oh, you're so, I gave you something that I thought you would guess very easily.
I said a chicken egg.
No. Oh.
Tea.
Yes.
Yes.
You drink it. You don't eat it.
Okay. You consume it.
You consume.
I get the consume part.
Okay.
Ooh, Nelly, that one was tough.
You do another one. Because I got cheese ball too fast.
Got it. Go.
Do you eat it?
No.
Is it in this room?
No.
Is it in this house?
No.
Is it? Does it usually stay outside?
Yes.
Oh. Does Mother Earth create it?
No.
Mm. Do you drive it?
Yes.
Is it a car?
Yes.
Oh, we're getting specific. Yes. Oh, it's not just, it's a specific.
Oh, you said it's, you're getting.
That no. Was okay. Does someone in this house own
no.
the car?
What? I'm very excited about this
Is
one.
Is it a Tesla?
Dang you, girl. Okay.
See, that's how you play this game, Mom. So bad.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you want to move on to the questions?
Let's go.
Okay. Reagan asks, Gwen.
Yes.
Can you please explain why you told your girls to bite off a man's penis?
Well, the point was, don't let a man put his bits anywhere he's not supposed to, because they were just little girls. So if a man forced you to do something, you bite it off and turn him in.
If you guys don't know what we're referring to. The other night, I was over at Colleen's house, and they turned on the documentary about the woman who cut off her man's penis, and then and they found the penis and reattached it, and later he became a porn star. Anyway, it reminded me of Colleen when we were little. My mom used to tell us, if a man ever puts his penis in your mouth, bite it off, run to the police, spit it out, and say, "Find that man." So we were little girls.
I don't remember saying it, but I'm
you
sure did, I did.
You did it all. You saw you multiple times. You told us on each of us on separate occasions.
I warned you. On
yes
yeah
my mom
things.
Did not want us to get stolen,
no,
so she told us very specific things to do if we were so yes when we were yeah. little girls, that's what we were told to do if yeah. the penis was in our mouth.
Yep,
there we go.
Yep,
that's the end of it.
There you
it's
go.
Good advice.
Yes, it was.
It's great advice.
DNA.
Sydney wants to know if we've ordered Girl Scout cookies yet.
Yeah. I didn't order them. I got them.
I got them. Yeah. You, no, they don't come around with like a clipboard.
There was somebody coming around the neighborhood.
Oh.
But I didn't get to see them. Corey did.
My neighbor just had them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, give me them.
Yeah.
And then I went over to JoJo's and they had bought a bunch and they have just boxes of them. And I got some there too. So I've eaten the Girl Scout cookies and I've bought some from my neighbor.
You bought one for me?
I bought one from you. Yeah.
I bought two boxes from my neighbor. Store.
Yeah, that is a one I will support.
Yeah.
The Girl Scouts. Love them. Yeah. Destiny wants to know.
Wait a minute.
What?
Back the phone up here.
The phone?
The truck? What's that saying? Back it up. Back it up. Slow down the train. Something. I don't know.
You're making things up at this point.
What's your favorite?
Oh, Thin Mints, because there's only two vegan ones. It's Thin Mints and some peanut butter
one.
Okay,
if you're not doing vegan, what would be your favorite?
I liked the Caramel Delights.
Samoa.
Yeah, and the Thin Mints. Those have always been my
favorites. But do you like the Thin Mints frozen, refrigerated, or warm?
All of the above.
Okay, gotcha.
I am not picky.
I like them frozen.
I'm vegan. I don't get to be picky about what's vegan.
They're in the freezer right now.
Oh my God, I love you. Destiny wants to know our most painful fall as a child.
Oh.
I remember mine.
I was singing and dancing on my friend's fireplace hearth, and I fell and gashed my shin open, and it should have had stitches, but I made the dad there promise he wouldn't tell my parents, and so he just bandaged it up. And they used to put Mercurochrome and methylate on our owies back then.
Mahomanite?
It was called Mercurochrome or methylate, and it stung like
a
trucker.
Just like alcohol?
I don't know what it was. It was orange and it hurt.
Ew.
That's it, olden days.
Ew. Well,
so now I have a big old ugly
wait. Didn't you
scar.
Fall down escalators once?
I did, but that wasn't as bad.
Really?
Mm-mm.
My worst one was I was at my friend Hannah's house, and we were playing on the roof of her shed in her backyard.
Whoa! What?
You knew about it. I jumped off, but my pants got caught in a nail.
And oh yeah.
So my pants ripped all the way from my butt to my ankle. And I landed just flat on my side and it knocked the wind out of me. And I thought I died. And Hannah's mom came running out and just told me to breathe. And I did. And then I was so embarrassed. I ran home with my pants just flapping in the breeze and just crying. I came home and told you.
I thought your worst one was when you were skateboarding. And you were going to the
elementary
school.
I was rollerblading.
Rollerblading. You fell. And
I fell. Yeah. I had a
came out.
Yeah. Because I was by myself. Because I was skating with an older friend. But she went so far ahead that she didn't realize I had fallen.
Yeah.
And so I was by myself like two neighborhoods over. And
yeah.
The adults came and got me.
Because you were crying bad.
Yeah. I still have a scar from that.
Yep. That was a pretty bad one.
I think falling off the roof was the worst because I thought I died.
Yeah.
I thought I was just mid-death. Never knocked the wind out of me before. I didn't know what it was.
That's a scary thing.
It really is.
It is. Yeah. I've had that happen before.
It's not fun. Lily wanted us to talk about the topic that music has all bad words and it's not good for kids. False.
Yeah, I don't like naughty words.
But listen, there is 100% music out there.
Oh, not all music.
No,
yeah.
But there is. Have you not heard JoJo Siwa music?
Yay, JoJo.
There are no bad words in that. So maybe you're just looking in the wrong places. And also, every generation has had music that the parents are like, no, that's not good for kids to listen to.
Too suggestive.
Bad words or blah, blah, blah.
Well, I'll let you know I'm carrying on the tradition of saying bad word because when I do songs with Flynn and there's a bad word, I say bad word.
Oh, my God.
Don't listen, Flynn.
You know he's going to be allowed to cuss when he's a teenager.
No, not around grandma.
All music has always had bad music or bad influential music. But then there's always good stuff. You just got to find it.
Yeah.
JoJo Siwa. Mm-hmm. She's got some bops. Literally, she's got a song called Bop coming out soon. Luidia asks, chewy candy or hard candy?
I would go with chewy.
I would go with crunchy.
That wasn't an option.
I went with the secret number three option. The chewy one, I just feel like I'm giving myself cavities and pulling my teeth out. The hard ones, I'm impatient.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to have to suck on this.
Yes, and that's also a lot of sugar in your mouth for a long extended
period
of time.
Yes, I like sweet tarts.
I miss those this year.
I got a bag and I'm addicted.
I get those at Valentine's Day and this time I didn't get any.
Oh my God. My teeth are going to fall out because I can't stop eating these things.
So good.
They're so delicious.
They are.
They're crunchy.
Yeah.
And they disappear in a second.
Yeah.
I love them. Love them. Love them. Good. Also, what would chocolate fall under? Like a chocolate bar?
Chewy.
Is that chewy? Really? Like an Airhead's chewy. Laffy Taffy's chewy.
A Snickers is chewy. Caramel chocolate.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about like a chocolate bar because I eat chocolate bars with almonds in them. That's
crunchy.
That's crunchy, right?
That's crunchy.
Yeah, I like. Okay, I'm a crunchy girl. So
you are a crunchy girl.
Woohoo! Michael asks, "How does Blaze go with the earthquakes in Southern California?" How does he act? He hasn't really experienced any earthquakes. We haven't had any like noticeable ones.
I'm knocking on wood. I don't want any earthquakes while I'm down here.
One did just happen in California, but it didn't hit us.
No.
I think that people think that the earthquakes in California are more common than they actually are.
Yeah.
Like, we get earthquakes, but
yeah.
The last big one I felt, like, that was like, oh my God, that was scary, was back in college. Like,
yeah.
2009.
Mm-hmm.
That one was the last one that I was like, oh my God, the window shook. I think 2-3 years ago, I felt one and went, was that one earthquake? And I went out in the living room and Matt was like acting like he was surfing on the floor. I was like, okay, you felt that too. But it's like, they're not really like that big of a...
No, and sometimes you're sitting there and things start to rattle and you're like, is that a truck passing by?
Yeah.
You look for things to sway. Like,
I hope I never experience a big one.
Well, I did in the 70s in Santa Barbara. It was big.
Really?
It was big. It was scary. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't want to ever experience
and
that.
My mirror flipped over and fell in the room. All the books, everything in the kitchen fell out of the
cupboards. Yeah, Matt's never experienced any big ones. And so whenever we're putting something else up, like I put up a huge bookshelf. I was like, I want to secure this to the wall. He's like, why? It's like an earthquake.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, if a big one ever comes, I don't want this thing falling.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you talking about? You're crazy. I'm like, I'm not crazy. I am, actually. But my mom made me this way.
Safety first.
Safety first. Everything in our house was told to be bolted. Never actually, not everything got bolted to the walls.
Well, also because you were a climber.
That was the main thing. Colleen saved my life once. I was climbing up a tall dresser and it started falling on me and she caught it midair. The only time she's ever used her physical abilities. Spread Happiness asks, are you doing any more house renovations / building new things? I'm in the middle of remodeling my bathroom. I just learned how to replace a faucet and sink stopper thingy.
Nice.
So it's looking good. I took my old one out and it was filled with black gunk.
Yeah.
Like I needed a new part and I took it to Home Depot and the guy was like, oh, I could just cut this. I needed a shorter pipe. Mm-hmm. And I took it to Home Depot and I said, I need this, but shorter. He's like, oh, I'll just cut it for you. And he looked inside and he goes, I will pay you to buy a new one. I was like, yeah, that's why I kind of just wanted a new one anyway. He's like, yeah, I'll just get you a new one real quick. And then the last question we have today is Deontria asks, do you like Amazon Music or is Apple Music always superior? Amazon Music? Mom, what are you doing? She just took a picture of me.
Because you're reclining as you're podcasting. That has to go on.
It is extremely comfortable. I'm doing it on Colleen's couch. I am just chillaxing. I didn't know Amazon Music was a thing. Did you? Mm-mm. I've never heard of that.
I only know of Apple Music.
Apple Music is Spotify and Pandora. Those are the ones I've heard of.
Well, I do Pandora.
We did do Spotify, and then Matt said, we're switching to Apple Music, and I went, I don't care. And then we switched to Apple Music, and I don't understand any of it, and I just buy albums still, and he gets mad at me. So I don't know, but people responded to the Amazon Music said that they've tried Amazon Music, and it's amazing, but no one talks about it.
Interesting.
I'm going to look into that.
You have to have an app on your phone to play it, or in your house? How would that work with?
Maybe it works with Alexa.
Siri? No.
Is that what Alexa uses?
Oh, probably.
Does she have an Alexa in this room? Hey, Alexa. Nope, she doesn't have one.
People are listening. They're listening. Everyone's listening.
She doesn't have one in this room. It didn't respond. I was seeing if she had one.
I saw one someone. I don't know.
You can never know where they are. And nowadays, you can walk into someone's house and say that and something will respond.
Yeah.
Except my house. I refuse to get one.
I will never have one.
Nope. Not doing it.
Nope. Mm-mm.
I mean, our phones are always listening, but whatever.
I turned my microphone off, so gotcha.
On the whole phone?
No.
If you do live photos, it's recording everything right now. Your photos were open.
Okay, wait. Get it there. Okay, it's gone.
All right, that's all I have for today. Do you have anything to add, Mom? We successfully talked for 46 minutes about nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely that's a podcast nothing. If I've ever heard
Boy,
one.
Boy, I tell you.
All right, guys, this is your homework for this week. Find out who decided gold was worth something. Find out who decided diamonds were worth something.
I remember looking up the diamond one once.
The diamond thing... I've heard the story of like why engagement rings became a thing.
Yeah.
It's just someone decided and told men and then told women. They're like, if your man doesn't get you one, he doesn't love you. And they told men, if you
and
don't get her one.
A worth of salary to buy. It's ridiculous.
You know, it's like 2 months or 3 months worth of salary.
Hey, I'm going a year.
What? You what?
No. That's what I heard.
I think that the
It should be whatever you want it to be. It doesn't have to be a diamond. It should
I told Matt if we were ever for some reason needed or desired to have rings, we'd get this $20 rubber ones.
Oh, there you go.
That are like for like athletes and stuff.
Yeah.
So like,
there you go.
They're $20.
There you go.
No diamonds.
And then they would.
But what's the point of the ring?
Then they'd break if they got hooked on something. Like Jimmy Fallon's ring caught on something and he had major surgery on his finger.
His finger almost fell off.
Yeah.
I don't get weird. The rings are like this. This fake thing of ownership. I don't know.
Some of them are pretty.
Some of them are pretty. The ones that, like, someone posted, like, this huge diamond, and it made the ring just look ugly.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a limit to how big.
To each his own.
To each his own. Hey, if you're happy, you're happy, man. Do you be happy. Yep. Make good choices. Don't smoke weed if you're under 18. But do what you want as an adult, responsibly.
And be nice to everybody.
Okay. That one's also thrown in there today. And... Chuck E. Cheese, where kids can be a kid.
That's right.
We're just going all the slogans today.
Let's do it.
All right. We love you. Mom, you want to take it out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.